Hello again. This is Lance Cruz, the General Manager of Christian Educational Service. I know it has been a real treat as you have listened to these past many hours of the Bible and Drama. It is so easy to enjoy good stories, especially when they are prepared so well. However, I sincerely hope that you have gained much more than just Bible knowledge. God's Word proclaims that we are to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. If you are applying the biblical principles and truths that you have learned from these stories to your daily living, then God's purpose in the publication of these wonderful Bible stories has been accomplished. We are concluding this final 30 minutes of programming with two short stories. The first story, entitled They Turned Him Away, is a story that gives us a real insight into the practical application of our Lord's teachings. The second and final story is entitled Mary Jones and Her Bible. And even though this story is taken from our character building drama series, we thought it would be an appropriate story with which to end the Bible and Drama, because it will help you to appreciate your Bible more than ever before.
They turned him away.
My story begins one summer morning in the little town of Capernaum. It's early morning, and many of the villagers are gathered at the city gate. For some reason, everyone seems to be excited. Let's listen.
They said he's to arrive sometime today.
What time is he coming?
Well, he didn't exactly say what time.
Wonder where he'll stay.
Oh, probably in the inn. The innkeeper will reserve the best room when he hears the news.
Well, I've heard rumors that he doesn't plan to stay in the inn.
Really? Where will he stay then?
Well, they say he plans to choose one of the homes in the community.
Oh, I want him to stay with us.
Well, I hope he chooses our home.
Surely he'd like to stay with us.
Well, I'm going to rush home and prepare for him. Azor, he's coming at last. He's arriving sometime today, and they say that he's going to stay in...
Calm down, Bethel, calm down. Now tell me who's coming.
Jesus is coming. He's coming today.
Honestly? Is he really, Bethel?
Yes.
Oh, who told you? Are you sure it isn't just a rumor?
Oh, no, it isn't, Azor. While I was at the marketplace by the gate, someone riding through from the next village brought the news that he's on his way, and he'll arrive sometime today.
Oh, this is wonderful, Bethel. Why, we've wanted to meet him for such a long time, and now is our chance.
Oh, Azor, the most exciting part of it is he's going to choose someone's home to stay in while he's here. Azor, we have one of the nicest houses in town. Do you think that...
I think that he might choose our house?
Yes, Azor, do you?
Why, yes, dear. He might. He might very well choose our home.
Oh, Azor, that would be the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to us. I'm going to clean this house like it's never been cleaned before. Why, I'll make it shine. I'll have everything ready for him.
Oh, Bethel, my dear, this will be the most wonderful day of our lives.
Oh, Azor, we must hurry. There's no time to talk now. Jesus could come at any minute, and we must have everything ready. Oh, I must have every dish and utensil sparkling clean for Jesus to eat from. Oh, dear, who can that be? Well, whoever it is shan't have much of my time today. Yes?
Ma'am, I am a poor man. Haven't any money.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I haven't any time to talk to you now. Come back another time, won't you?
But, ma'am, I'm so hungry and, well, I haven't any money to buy food. Wouldn't you please give me a little bread?
I just haven't the time to fix you anything today.
Yeah, but ma'am,
if I weren't so busy, I might, but I'm expecting a very important guest, and I just can't spare the time to feed you. Now, please go.
But, ma'am, I need...
He did look hungry. Oh, but why should I worry about a poor beggar when Jesus is coming to see me? There. I've finished sweeping the floor. Now, let's see, what should I do next?
Aunt Bethel! I hurt myself.
Watch out there, Ruthie. Don't step on my clean floor.
I won't, Aunt Bethel, but I hurt my knee. Please fix it for me. Please, Aunt Bethel. Make it so it won't hurt.
Oh, Ruthie, go take care of it yourself. I just don't have the time to fuss with you today. Jesus is coming, and I've got to have my work done. Well, he may be here any minute.
Mm-hmm. almost everything finished and ready for Jesus. Oh, say he's apt to come any minute now. Just a few more. Oh, no, not again. Why today of all days should people bother me so much? Yes, yes, what do you want?
Ma'am, my baby is sick and I'm all out of milk. Would you be so
I'm
kind
I'm sorry,
as to...
but I just can't spare any milk today. Besides, I haven't time to help you. Come back another day and I'll be glad to.
My baby is sick and he needs milk now.
Please go. I'm expecting a very important guest any minute. The cleaning all done. The food prepared. Everything's ready. Oh, I wonder when Jesus... Oh, that must be him now. Oh, Jesus, I'm so...
Hello, dear.
Oh, Azor, I thought you were Jesus.
Well, do you have everything ready?
Oh, yes, everything is spick and span. Although I certainly had a hard time getting it that way.
What do you mean, dear?
Well, I had so many interruptions. A beggar wanted food, and some poor woman with a sick baby, and Ruthie hurt her knee and wanted me to take care of it. Just ever so many people who wanted me to help them.
Well, what did you do?
Well, what could I do but tell them I was expecting an important guest and had no time for them?
Well, never mind, dear. The main thing is that you did finish your work in time. And now all we have to do is wait for Jesus to come. You might as well sit down, dear. Pacing the floor won't bring him any sooner.
But why doesn't he come, Azor? It's getting so late.
Well, don't worry, Bethel. He'll be here. Maybe he was detained along the way.
It's almost midnight, Azor. He's got to come. I've worked so hard so he could stay with us.
There now, dear. He may come yet. But why don't you just lie down on the couch and rest a while?
Oh, no, Azor. I must watch for him.
Well, I'll watch, Bethel. I promise. Now you just lie down for a while and rest. Please, dear. You look so tired.
Well, all right. If you'll be sure to watch for him. Jesus, why didn't you come? I cleaned and I scrubbed and I cooked and baked, but you didn't come. Why?
Bethel!
Who are you?
I am an angel, Bethel, sent by Jesus.
An angel? Oh, angel, why didn't he come? Why? The house was clean and everything was ready. Why didn't he come, angel?
Jesus did come, Bethel.
Oh, no, angel, he didn't come.
3 times today he visited you, Bethel. And 3 times you turned him away.
Oh, no, angel, no.
Jesus came with the beggar who wanted food.
Oh.
And you turned him away.
Oh, no.
Jesus visited you with the sick baby. And you sent him away. And Jesus came to you for treatment with a bruised knee. And you were too busy to help him.
Angel, I was busy preparing for Jesus. I couldn't take time for those people. Oh, angel, how could it have been Jesus?
Jesus said, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me."
Oh.
Helping even the poorest beggar is just the same as helping Jesus.
Oh.
And 3 times today you turned him away from your home, Bethel.
Oh.
You turned Jesus away. You turned him away.
Oh, angel,
you turned
angel,
him
angel,
away.
Angel, never forgive me. Jesus, I turned you away.
Bethel, wake up, Bethel. You're dreaming. Wake up, dear. Wake up.
Oh, Azor, Jesus isn't coming. He was here, and I turned him away.
Bethel, what are you talking about?
An angel came to me in a dream, Azor, and he told me that by turning away the poor and the sick and the needy today, I've turned Jesus away. 3 times he was here, and I turned him away.
Well, I guess we've just been too busy to do the really important things.
Oh, Azor, it isn't too late to change, is it?
Of course not, dear. We did turn Jesus away today. But starting right now, we'll begin inviting him into our home and our lives every day.
Oh, yes.
We'll begin helping others. And by doing good deeds for our neighbors and friends, we'll be doing good deeds for Jesus.
Oh, what was it that the angel said? Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
With Jesus in the family, happy, happy home. Happy, happy home. Happy, happy home. With Jesus in the family, happy, happy home. Happy, happy home.
With Jesus in the sister's heart, happy, happy home. Happy, happy home. Happy, happy home. With Jesus in the sister's heart, happy, happy home.
Mary Jones and her Bible.
The story begins one day when a certain man by the name of Hare started out to buy a Bible. Mr. Hare happened to be in London at the time, so he made his way to the British and Foreign Bible Society, where he hoped to find a certain kind of Bible he had been looking for.
British and Foreign Bible Society. Is it? I hope they have the kind of Bible I want.
May I wait on you, sir?
I'd like to buy a Bible.
You came to the right place, sir. Do you have any particular kind of Bible in mind?
Well, I'm looking for a Karen Bible. You see, for 20 years I was a missionary in Burma. During that time I preached and taught from a Karen Bible. When World War II overtook us, we had to flee for our lives, and my Karen Bible was left behind.
Well, sir, if you'll wait right here a minute.
It's all right, Miss West. I'll wait on the gentleman.
Yes, sir.
I'm the manager, sir. I couldn't help but overhear that you're looking for a Karen Bible. May I serve you? My name is Cornstalk.
You may. Hare is my name. E.B. Hare.
Oh, yes, Dr. Hare. I've heard of you and your work in Burma. Sir, we have several selections of Karen Bibles right here in the case. I'll show them to you.
Oh, I was so afraid you wouldn't have them. I understand they're quite difficult to secure.
Now, this one here, Mr. Hare, is...
I'll take it. It's an exact duplicate of the one I lost in the war. How much is it, Mr. Comstock?
£4.6.
All right. Here's the money. I'm very pleased to have found just what I want. Thank you so much, Mr. Comstock.
The pleasure is mine, Mr. Hare. And, by the way, if you have a moment or two, I'd like to show you something.
Delighted, Mr. Comstock.
It's upstairs.
Lead the way. I'll follow.
This is the library, Mr. Hare.
Library?
This is where we keep ancient and valuable manuscripts and Bibles.
Oh.
During the Second World War, we had many air raids. Bombs fell all around us. Nearly every day, buildings in this area were hit. Many were blown to pieces and destroyed. Windows in this building were often shattered, but not once were our buildings hit. Our presses kept running, printing the Word of God.
Perhaps God kept your building from being destroyed because you were printing his holy word, the Bible.
That may be, Mr. Hare. Who can say? If you look above the cases around the walls, you may see something that will interest you.
Yes. Engraved in marble, too. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's a wonderful promise, Mr. Comstock.
The real object of our visit up here, Mr. Hare, lies in that glass showcase directly in front of you.
A Bible. A small Bible. Why is it in this glass case?
Look at it more closely, Mr. Hare.
It's open to the name page between the Old and New Testaments.
What do you see on the page, Mr. Hare?
A name. It appears to have been written by a child. Probably a girl. The name is Mary Jones.
That very Bible, Mr. Hare, was instrumental in helping establish this British and Foreign Bible Society well over 100 years ago.
I think I sense a story, Mr. Comstock.
There is a story back of that Bible, Mr. Hare. If you're interested, I'd be glad to relate it.
I'd be terribly disappointed if you didn't.
I'm glad you said that, because I love to tell the story of Mary Jones and her Bible. It was back in 1794 in a little Welsh village. That's where Mary Jones lived. At the time, she was only 10 years old. One Sunday, after the Jones family had returned from church...
Mother, what's a Bible?
It's a book, daughter, that ministers of the gospel read and use in their preaching.
Why?
Because it's the Word of God.
Why is it the Word of God?
God inspired the writers of the Bible to write exactly what he wanted them to write.
How did he do that?
How did he do what?
How did he inspire them?
Oh, in various ways, Mary. Sometimes by dreams, sometimes by angels, sometimes by visions.
Oh, what's a vision, Mother?
A vision, Mary. A vision is a dream. And now, Mary, you've asked enough questions for one day.
I wish I had a Bible. Why don't people besides ministers have Bibles?
They can, Mary.
They can? Oh, may I have one, Mother? May I?
Bibles are expensive. We are too poor to own a Bible.
How much does one cost, Mother?
I don't know. Probably 5 or 10 pounds. Maybe even more.
Does God want everyone to have a Bible?
Oh, yes. Bibles are his word. And he wants everyone to know what his word says.
Well, I wish I had one so I could read it.
Our neighbors, the Timkins, who live only 2 miles down the road, have a Bible.
Are they rich?
I think that if you promise to be real careful with it, Mrs. Timkins will let you read it.
Will they let me bring it home?
Oh, no. You mustn't even ask them to let you do that. You must read it right there in their parlor.
When may I go, Mother?
After dinner sometimes, I suppose. As soon as the dishes are done.
Mother, the dishes are finished and I'm all cleaned up. May I go to the Timkins now?
Did you wash your ears?
Yes, Mother.
Let me see. They're fairly clean. All right, you may go. But be sure to start back by 4 o'clock.
I will, Mother. Goodbye. Hello, Mrs. Timkins.
Why, hello, Mary. What are you doing so far from home and all alone, too?
Mother said you might let me read your Bible if I promised to be real careful with it.
Of course I'll let you read my Bible, Mary. Come in.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Timkins. Thank you, Mrs. Timkins, for letting me read your Bible.
You're certainly welcome, my child. Come again anytime. You're welcome to read it as often as you wish.
I'm going to buy my own Bible, Mrs. Timkins.
Oh, they cost a lot of money, Mary.
I'm going to work real hard and save every penny until I get enough to buy a Bible all my own.
Well, Mary, until you get your own Bible, you may come here and read mine, will you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, Mr. Hare, Mary Jones did work hard, and she did save every penny she possibly could. For 6 long years, she worked and saved. Then one bright morning in the year 1800, she put her precious money in an apron pocket and got ready to go to the little town of Bala.
But, Mary, what if that man was wrong? What if Dr. Charles and Bala doesn't have Bibles for sale?
Oh, I'm sure he does, Mother. That man said so.
25 miles is a long way to walk in one day.
I don't mind.
I know you don't. It's only that, well, after waiting 6 years to get a Bible, I'm afraid you're doomed to disappointment. I hope you're not. May God be with you, my child. Do you have everything?
I think so, Mother. I'm going to carry my shoes until I get almost there, so they'll be nice and clean when I put them on.
The money?
It's here in my apron pocket.
Well, goodbye, and do be careful.
I will, Mother. Don't worry. Goodbye. I'll wash my feet here in this creek. Then I'll put on my shoes and stockings. Ooh, this water feels good to my feet. In a few more minutes, I'll be there. I'll have my Bible.
Yes?
Are you Dr. Charles, sir?
Oh, no, miss. I'm Dr. Charles' personal servant.
Could I see Dr. Charles?
I'm afraid not. Not now. Why, he's retired for the night. But you can see him in the morning if you care to wait.
Thank you, sir. I'll wait.
May I tell him who called?
I'm Mary Jones. I'd like to buy a Bible from him.
Oh, I see. But, miss, Dr. Charles doesn't have any...
I've been saving up for 6 years to buy a Bible.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Murray, but Dr.
And
Charles...
And I walked 25 miles today to get the Bible.
Well, Miss Murray, I tell you what you do. You go across the street to that house over there. Tell Mr. Edwards, who lives there, that I sent you. He'll let you stay all night. You keep watching over here, and in the morning, as soon as you see a light in Dr. Charles's study, it'll mean that he's up, and you can come over and see him.
How early will that be, sir?
That's hard to say, Miss Mary. Sometimes the doctor gets up soon after midnight, goes to bed early and rises early. Don't forget to tell Mr. Edwards that I sent you.
Yes, miss, I do have an empty front room. From it you can watch Dr. Charles' study window.
Yes? Oh, good morning, Miss Mary.
There's a light now in Dr. Charles' window, sir.
Yes, he's up. Come in, come in. You may see him. I'll go with you. Come along now. Well, Miss Mary, did you sleep well last night?
No, sir. I didn't sleep at all.
You didn't?
I stayed up all night watching for a light in Dr. Charles' window.
Hmm. Well, I hope you get your Bible. Here we are. This is Dr. Charles' study.
Come in.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning, Sims.
Here's the young visitor I mentioned, sir.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. Well, good morning, Mary.
Morning, sir.
Won't you come in, Mary, and sit down?
I want to buy a Bible, sir.
So Sims told me.
Here's the money. I hope it's enough.
Oh, yes, yes, it's plenty, my child.
May
I'm
I
afraid...
have a Bible now, sir, so I can start home?
Mary, my child, I'm sorry, but... But there's not another Bible left for sale. I don't know where I can get any more.
You mean you don't have a Bible for me?
Well, I have a few Bibles here, Mary, but every one of them has been bought and paid for. The people may come for them at any time. Oh, I'm sorry, child. There's not a Bible left for you. Oh, now, come now, Mary, don't cry. Sims, here, what have we... My child, don't cry.
What are we going to do, sir?
Well, I don't know, Sims. Mary, dear, please, stop crying. Mary, dry your tears. Someone else can wait for his Bible. You shall have one.
You let me have one for my very own?
Yes. Now, here, you shall have this one.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Charles, thank you.
That isn't a very big Bible, but then you're not a very big girl either.
You're very kind, Dr. Charles.
Then I wish you'd do something for me, child.
I'll do anything for you.
Here, take this quill pen and write your name in the Bible. Then we'll know it's your Bible, your very own. Now, here's the pen, and here, right in the middle of the Bible, is a place for you to write your name.
M-A-R-Y. J-O-N-E-S. Now it's my Bible, my very own.
Yes, Mr. Hare? This is the very Bible she bought that day, and in which she wrote her name.
A thrilling story, Mr. Comstock. One that will make me appreciate my Bible more than ever. And I'll tell it to my church members when I get back home. Perhaps it will make them appreciate their Bibles more.